Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
So within 2 weeks, put on some nice clothes, went to her high school, Maria. This was probably a life-changing moment because they had combined two high school classrooms together. I literally just walked in and she introduced me and her friend and whatever. And I just started sharing about having goals and dreams. And for young people, right? Don't share them with the world, write them down, put them under your pillow. But I shared about my story and then being in a very, very abusive situation where I was almost left to die, and how something much greater than I, angels, God, something much greater than I is the reason I'm alive today. But I share this, the line of children, those young, probably 15, 16 year olds standing in line to talk to me, boys and girls. And this was not in a high school that was was in a rough area of town. They stood in line to talk to me afterwards, crying. Boy came up to me and he bawling his eyes out. And he said, today I needed this because I want to stop. I want to have a different life. And I don't want to grow up doing what I'm watching my dad do to my mom. That was one. It was like this, Maria. So I was like, oh my goodness. Peggy calls me the next day and she said, it's really important. There's a young lady that heard you speak that wrote you a letter. She wanted to know if she could give it to you. But I said, I can't let you, you know, she can give it to me and I'll give it to Holly. She goes, it's really important. You see this immediately. Can I bring it over to your house? I'm like, of course. She hands me, oh, I wish I knew I was going to tell you this. I carry it to this day in a Ziploc bag with me.
Wow.
She wrote me a letter, this 15-year-old girl. Now see, and she said that in that moment, sitting in that room, listening to me share my story, she said it changed her life because she said that day she had planned to go home and take her life. And she said, I realized listening to you that I am supposed to be here and that there is a God that loves me and that I don't need to kill myself because my father sells me for cocaine, for sex, to all of his friends. Look at me. I don't talk about this very often, but
oh my God.
I carry that letter and many letters that have been sent to me over the years. And I want everybody to do this. Remember how important somebody might be in your life. Send someone a letter. Mm-hmm. Let somebody know that they made a difference in your life. And I carry, until COVID, I was on the road all the time, girlfriend. And I used to carry, it's in a tattered Ziploc baggie that stays in my briefcase or in my purse. And when I'm on a long flight, I pull it out sometimes when I wonder, am I doing what my soul's highest calling is? And that reminds me. So you asked a very powerful question, and I wanted you to hear that because there's so much more that then that high school ended up asking me to come do an assembly and it invited parents to come. And then parents were in line and one guy was with IBM and goes, can you come talk to my leaders? So you see, when we said, when you're ready, you follow the nudge and you say, yes, it's what you've been doing with all your businesses. I'm having so much fun learning about all your businesses. You're too young to have all these businesses and to be this successful, but people look to you and I like, what could they have been through? Right. It just, they think it just happens and it doesn't.
And it doesn't. And I think, I know I, at one point I used to have a shoe manufacturing company right out of grad school. And I remember my husband telling me, wait, you got your MBA so you can start a shoe manufacturing company. And I said, yes. And he's like, okay, I thought you would go get a corporate job instead, but okay. And I look back, there have been so many times where I looked back at my journey, my entrepreneurial journey, and I questioned why I had to go through some of the struggles as an entrepreneur, or some of the challenging companies that I chose to be in over the years. I was like, why did I choose to be in the shoe industry? It's one of the most challenging industries you can be in. But I was trying to solve my best friend's problem. She was getting married. She couldn't find shoes. And I asked my dad if he could help me make a pair with his colleagues, because my dad used to be a shoe designer. And so he connected me with a few people. I made one pair of bridal shoes. And then I was like, I could do more of this. And I started it and it was online. And next thing you know, a year later, I'm selling $300 to $3,000 shoes online, and people are paying me 4 weeks before I make the shoes. So it was this awesome idea of just-in-time sort of inventory, smart, very direct to consumer. And this was back in 2008, where I was online only and selling to celebrities and so on. But it was one of the most challenging businesses I've ever been in. And when I wanted to scale and I took on investors, I had a moment. And talking about moments where your life just, and you remember always, you're like, oh, that was the moment that really like pushed me to pivot and just like wake up. I remember I was on a reality show on TLC called Brides of Beverly Hills. And I was promoting, my shoes were exclusively on that show, my bridal shoes. And I was promoting the shoes, but I was also one of the characters on the show, I guess. I mean, so much for it to be a reality show, definitely not a reality show, but whatever. I hate talking about it because I hated being on there. I hated it because it wasn't really real and authentic and so on. And then I got the investors, and the investors wanted to take the company to the next level. So they took introduced me to another investor from China that was going to take my business to a whole different level. Long story short, I'm about a week away from signing this deal that is going to take my business to a million dollar business. Potentially could have been billion, but you know. I went to my daughter's kindergarten performance, and she was singing, "All I Need in This World Is Food in My Belly, Love in My Family, and Sun in My Eyes." And I started bawling and I started crying. And I woke up. I realized that I'm working 7 days a week. I'm working so hard for the kids, but all my kid needs is so simple. I got out crying, called my investor, and I said, "I can't do this deal right now. My daughters are too young. They're 3 and 4. And all they need is so simple."
I know, right? Food in my belly.
But yet I'm like trying to make this huge deal. I have to travel to China every 3 months or so, stay there for like 2 weeks and be miserable, make a lot of money, but be miserable. So I walked away from that deal. And yes, I got depressed for a good 6 months, but I got over it, you know? And So speaking of those moments that really mold you and change you and really help you stay true to yourself, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, I know a lot of women or men who are listening to us, you know, they have all these goals and aspirations, but then they tie it back to their upbringing or their situation, and everything is an excuse. It's like, oh, I want to do this, but, and I can't stand hearing the but. I can't stand hearing, I can't do it now. You know, I'm like, why not? Just take one step forward and you'll see that it'll start kind of just the momentum will start coming. What advice do you have for those listeners who are really struggling with that, to just take that one step, to take that leap?
Get out of your own way.
Yeah.
Get out of your own way. And I say that because I say that to myself all the time. I personally say pray and get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Because we overthink things so much, which as human beings and intelligent human beings, we have all this drive and we think we're supposed to do all this stuff, and yet we're exhausted. And just like your story, I think that's marvelous. And I think women all over the world need to hear that, Maria, because I think so many of us, no matter where we're coming from, right, we have this, it's somewhere in us that we feel this need that we have to like achieve so much. And yet true achievement is having your own personal definition of happiness. And when you looked at your beautiful daughter and you're looking at your children, and I've been there too, I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing by going 100 miles an hour and not even seeing my boys because I'm trying to fight to survive for them. And I'm realizing they're getting the worst of me. Mm-hmm. I was miserable. And you know what? We don't even realize how we're showing up to the world. So stop overthinking it. Get out of your own way. Trust. And let God lead the way. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. And you don't need to seek that outside of yourself. It's more or less, I believe the ideas, there's a reason you're given them, just like you and I just talked about. But get out a piece of paper. I always challenge people to take 7 days and a blank piece of paper in a blank notebook. It doesn't have to be a fancy journal. And if you can do it for 7 minutes, I like sevens. 7 minutes for 7 days. In silence alone, get away from the world. And I want you to take this challenge. Just start writing at the top of one page, "I love to," and on another page, "I dream to." And for 7 minutes, do not let the pen or pencil come off the page. Now, here's what's important. I'm going to ask everyone, this is not to be done on an iPhone or an Android on no digital device. This is to take the pen or pencil and put it to paper, because you see, I'm really into neuroscience in the brain. Mm-hmm. This is what we're lacking. We're not activating the reticular activating stem of our brain. And that is where everything manifests. And we begin to activate that, you activate things to happen in you. And many of us don't realize that when we dream, like what you're doing, what just happened in the last 4 days for you, believe it or not, it's the combination of the spiritual side of your life, the intelligent side of your life, and you're activating your brain because you are actually intentionally putting thoughts down on paper. And I want to do this. And then you stepped out of your way and look, I fell into your lap. And then an hour before we're talking, you just find out you're going to be on the one of the biggest Persian radio stations, right? Like, so again, I'm going to be kind of harsh, but I'm going to be, I don't hold back. I'm the velvet hammer, as I've been told by my clients, but get out of your own way. Stop forcing things up a river and get in the flow of life. And things happen. It's magical. It's miraculous. And it's quite marvelous. So.
Wow. Thank you. That's so, I wrote it down. I'm going to start doing it. Let's talk a little bit about, the Share of the Year award. Wow. I want to talk about that. That's huge. That's not easy to get. I see it in your background too, in that frame. Tell us how you got that.
Oh, well, that was, again, just like what we're talking about right now. I think there's a theme happening for this talk and your interview right now and our wonderful conversation, because I think what people are going to gather is that sometimes things happen when you least expect it, because I'm a big believer, find your soul's highest calling, because when you're choosing to serve the world and find ways to make things better for people, you can't help but attract beautiful, amazing people and things. Like your story, I love the making the bridal shoe for your friend. Look at what that catapulted into, but you were like, hey, I'm gonna help you figure this out. So it's as simple as that can have a dramatic transformational impact on your life. But to what you're just saying, I think that at the end of the day, the Shiro thing came to me. 4 years ago, Maria, I was asked by a journalist, I just started sharing a little bit about the really dark, one of the few dark times in my past. And that was being in a really abusive relationship. And I was asked if I could be interviewed for that. And it was actually out of LA. And I said, at first I was like, sure. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Right. And they did the interview and they said, they thought it was going to be aired like within 4 to 6 weeks. Well, they sent me a note like on a Friday and they said, whoever decided this is so powerful, they want to release it Monday. And I was not ready. I freaked out. I went, I'm not ready for the world to know this. And they're like, but this is so powerful and people need to hear it. I call my brother who lives in LA and he's an actor in LA and he's my baby brother and we're very close. And I started bawling. I said, I'm not ready. And his words to me, sis, it's time. Because when you reveal, you will help thousands, if not millions of people heal. Because somebody else is sitting in that dark shadow of life. And I remember just breathing, Maria, and going, okay, it's time. And I also realized that, wow, when we do reveal the layers, we do heal ourselves even more. And you know what was holding me back? The shooting on myself. I was scared to death for the world to know my dark past because I was afraid that my clients, who would want to pay for damaged goods now? So I made up all that stuff in my head that they wouldn't want me to speak. Guess what? The exact opposite happened. It just went viral and they wanted me more because they wanted me to start sharing things that people didn't know that they were already booking me to speak. So I think, again, get out of our own way. So then all of the blue, I get told I've been now announced that I'm going to be one of the 10 Shiros of the year and being recognized at this big event. And next thing you know, I'm on the cover of a magazine for being Shiro of the year. Didn't plan it. Didn't look for it, but again, stepped out of fear and big fear with faith to say it's time if somebody's life can be changed and it was worth it. And who knew how many people? So there, that's how things happen. I feel like it's just coming right now. We are being the beacons that need to bring this to the world.
I wish we could reach the younger generation and really help them save so much time and effort. I wish I had known people like you in my early 20s. You know, and it's so sad. I have two teenage daughters and I try to embed all this. I try to program them to start thinking this way, but somehow, and I think to a certain extent they are, but I don't know. I wish there was a way to do a little bit more to reach out to the younger women who could learn from us and just trust and not be fearful. We have a few more minutes and I have so many more questions, but I'm gonna select the best ones. Tell me a little bit about how you help people. If the listeners are interested in getting, you know, if they need, some people just need help. They can't just figure this out by themselves. What are some ways that they could they listen to your talks, or what could they do to learn a lot more from you?
Oh, you know, and I just honor and love that question, because I think there's so many ways to answer that. And I think that what people need more than anything, I believe we are in a complete crisis in our world. We are emotionally malnourished. So if I can bring you some emotional nourishment and help you find a way to rediscover your light within you, then that's all I want. And I mentioned a little earlier that during COVID, and I just mentioned this on a show the other day, and I haven't talked a lot about it, but I'm going to share it with you, Maria, and for everyone out there to know, we all hit brake pads hard. We've all experienced a lot of extreme emotional stress. Mental illness has gone off the charts. I'm on the board in the Council for Anti-Child Exploitation. Child exploitation across the world has gone and escalated. It's so sad, and we could talk about that, but what I want you to know is that I, Holly, found Holly at an even richer level during COVID, because I was given a gift that I thought was going to be a horrific thing, to have all my speaking and travel go to a screeching halt. But guess what? The miracle and the mess and the gift that was completely being unwrapped before my eyes was that I could start taking care of Holly and take care of my health, which in turn makes me a better version of being a messenger for all of you. So I say that because I can finally say I love me and I'm taking care of me. So how I can do that for you is a dream came true. All my favorite inspirations, I'm recording them all the time. We launched through a friend of mine who gave me the gift of saying, your message needs to be going to the world. My team and I want to help you create an app. That story was incredible. I was flying home on what I didn't know was going to be my last flight ever. Wow. For 2 years, and had a dream that I was going to start an app, because people ask, like, how can I listen to more of you? I get off a plane and have a text from Tony saying, I have an idea I want to share with you. When can we talk? We were both thinking the same thing. Back to what we're talking about today. So the Hollyism app, you can get it anywhere, download it, go to hollyism.com and download for the store of your choice. And I'd like every one of your listeners to download, put in a special code called celebrate. Just put the word celebrate into the code. And of course it's going to be the number 7. You're going to get 7 days of inspiration, a daily dose of inspiration for 7 days, complimentary. I never realized how important it was that we need those rituals, something that fills our soul every day. So I beg everybody, write for 7 days. I love, I dream to just do something for 7 days. And before you know it, things start to happen. And then you don't want to stop.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I love it. I love it. So the code celebrate will give us 7 days to try it for.
Yes.
7 days. And it's so interesting. I'll randomly open up, you know, I have this book with a bunch of motivational quotes, and I'll just randomly open a page. And I feel like that quote is there to give me a message for that day. And it's so relevant. And there's definitely magic to that. I do believe that people should listen to motivations and keep inspiring themselves, because especially entrepreneurship can be so lonely, and it has so many ups and downs, and maybe more downs than anything else. And we need to stay motivated. We have to stay connected and motivated, and any inspiration we can get from people like you is amazing, because we need it. It's almost like a vitamin, like a supplement that we need. You know, we eat the food, but we don't know if we're eating all the right things. So inspiration is like that to me. Thank you, Holly. Give me one takeaway for the listeners. You know, what's one thing that they could do? I know we talked about meditation and prayer. I mean, if you think that could be a good takeaway, I know that meditation has changed my life. Yep. And my morning ritual is everything for me. I wake up, and that's when I structure my day, in a sense, because I listen, I get information is being downloaded, and then I'll write down. And sometimes things that are so complicated, I'll write a note at night and ask a question to my subconscious mind or to God or who, you know, I'll just put the in my notebook and I'll wake up. And when I'm in meditation state or prayer state, I somehow get an answer. But it took a while for me to get to this point. It took a while for me to see it and hear it clearly. At first, it was very fuzzy and confusing. What advice do you have for the listeners? Something that they could do on a daily basis besides the 7 days writing and, you know, starting out with I'd love to, I'd dream to. What else can they do?
Oh, I'm loving this right now. Oh my gosh, because the morning rituals I have are the most important part of my day. And to keep it clean and simple for everyone, because we're both using the words meditation and prayer, it really came to me one day. Prayer is talking to God, the angels, spirit, universe, right? Meditation is silence and listening.
Wow.
So if there is one thing you could do that I would beg and ask everyone to do, give yourself permission to have an intermission and pause and give yourself 7 minutes of alone time. And if you have to go to your bathroom and lock your door or to a closet, but just give yourself 3 to 7 minutes, please do this of pure. And if you don't even know what to say, don't overcomplicate it. We don't even know how to quiet the brain because we have so much going on. Simply sit, listen to your breath, and just ask if you have a God, whoever you believe in or what you believe gives you hope. And if you don't have anything, then start today. And just know that you're here because you are a beautiful being that is supposed to be here with a beautiful soul. And I said this the other day to somebody. I go, take a piece of paper, sit in silence for 3 to 7 minutes and ask one question. What am I to know today? And then just sit. And just let wisdom come, let it come from within. And you will be shocked at what you will hear. I hear all kinds of things. And now what I do, Maria, is I write them down because I'm like, and then within a day or 2 days, everything I heard happens. Like it's like, that's a whole other show we could talk about.
Yeah.
And my other ask, and I'm going to put this out to your listeners. I don't even know if you've ever had a guest do this, but I don't even know where this is coming from. It's happening right now. I shared with you, I'm on a mission to bring the spiritual quest called Blessed. That's what I heard. Wow. I don't know how that's going to happen yet. I had a podcast for 4 years, Celebration of You. I loved it because I meet people like you all over the world that have these amazing stories and I wanted to have them shared with the world. And at some point about a year and a half ago, I just kind of needed to put that show on pause. And I don't know why, I just knew it was time. So I'm in my own place of, I have no idea what's next. But I know it's the spiritual quest called Blessed. So if you or any of your listeners have any ideas, feel free to let me know. Because that's how this world works.
I have a few ideas and I have a few people that I would love to connect with you with because they're sort of in that same place and maybe you guys could help each other out. But where can the listeners get a hold of you?
Oh, it's our website, hollydowling.com. hollydowling.com. It's really that easy and that simple. And that's kind of life. It's really quite simple. It's not rocket science. It's usually common sense. It's just not common practice. And I would love to just share one thing with you because I'm feeling that a lot of listeners, we're in a state right now where trying to find joy in turbulent times has not been easy. And that's been a big heartfelt mission is to help people find joy right now. And it's all within us. But I would say to you, do you allow adversity to make you bitter or better? And do the trials and tribulations of your life define you or do they refine you? Because we're all a diamond in refinement. And it's time to stop blaming the world and blaming everybody around us and looking at all the stuff we've had to go through and using it as an excuse. As you started off the show saying, Maria, we're so good at using excuses. Mm-hmm. It's time to take accountability and ownership, honor the crap we've been through and realize it's made you strong. It's made you fortuitous. It's who we are. So let's own it and honor it and let it refine us. So I just wanted to end with that because I feel like that's a powerful moment we all could be reminded of, right?
What an amazing ending. Thank you. Thank you, Holly, so much. I would love to have you back again when you get more ideas about your new adventure, I guess I could call it, right? But thank you. Thank you. You've been such an amazing guest. And I look forward to having you back on the show again.
Absolutely. And we're friends now. So stay in touch. Okay. All right. Mwah. Blessings, my friend. Thank you. You're magnificent.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.